Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing 10,000 Reasons, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
got to get our worship right. So we find these powerful verses, they strip away a lot of the things that we think are Christian worship that's not God's way. Our worship is not about the how and the when. It's about God. It's about the who. So the question about why unites us. Did you know that? See, when we get into all these little nitpicking details of issues, they divide us. But when we make God our focal point, God unites us. He unifies us. So we then start to look at the goodness of God and the sinfulness of all humanity. And we see the redeeming power of Jesus Christ today, that we are not divided, but now in Christ we have been united. We are the body of the living God. Amen. So Genesis does not divide us. Actually, if you look at the word in Genesis, Genesis unites us. It bonds us. It pulls us into a closer relationship. So Genesis reminds us, here's the fact that you've got to get in your spirit. Genesis reminds us there is a God. There is a God. Oh, I don't care what these protesters and liberals and nuts and fruits and all the other idiots that are out there that debate and disclose and try to prove there is no God. Let me tell you what, man. When I walked out my house, or when I woke up even this morning and was able to call on my Heavenly Father, I know there is a God. When I entered into His sanctuary of worship today and magnified His name and worshiped Him and heard the melodious music and saw the expressions on people, how God was working in their life, you can't tell me there's not a God. When I see sinners come to this altar and repent of their sin and ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart and life, and they get saved, hallelujah, and they went down a pauper, they went down shattered, broken, they went down poor, they went down going to hell, but when they got up as a redeemed child of God, rich in the mercy and the grace of our God, and their whole life has been changed. They don't tell me there's not a God. When I see people bring their heartbreaks and their struggles and their tears and everything else that they've gone through, and this weekend I've spent a lot of time with a lot of people going through a lot of stuff, and I tell you, sometimes you just say in your spirit, God, what can I say? He said, you just open your mouth, I will speak through you. And sometimes it's hard to find the words, but God always puts them there. Because people have needs, but then you see the comfort, you feel the peace, the serenity of God when you stand in cubicles where basically people are seriously ill. And you pray, and you feel the presence of God in that cubicle, in that room. And His Spirit just comes down, and all the peace. It's just like He puts His arms around you. He just gets you up real close to His voice, and He whispers into your spirit, peace I give unto you. My peace I place within you. This peace that brings stillness and calm in your soul. Tell me there's no God. Sorry. Our God is real. And that God's alive. I thought y'all was going to sleep on me. I thought I need to wake you up. I tell you one thing. Nothing wrong with my voice, is it? Genesis put here is put here. And you know what? It's just not to silence the scientific ideas that people have. Genesis is put here as a means of worship. Amen. Genesis is about our worship. So Genesis is put here to remind us that our God is a good God. Our God is a real God. And so creation shows us why we should worship God. Now let me give you three quick points. I don't have a poem, but anyway, I'll give you three quick points and get you out of here. Number one, creation shows us the importance of God's judgment. See, here's the point. I believe today that our world, our nation, and our churches have forgotten that our God is a God of judgment. We live like there is no God because we think there is no judgment. So, what does God think about when He looks at your life? Answer that one there for yourself. What does God think about when He looks at your life? And let me tell you, He knows you. He even has the hairs on your head numbered. Any of the ones that fell out. He even knows how many freckles are on you. Amen. He knows every detail about you. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows everything that goes on in your life. And so realizing this, what does God think about your life? Not what you think about it. What does God think about it? I mean, we pamper ourselves and we look at ourselves. Oh, Lord. I mean, I've read some of the garbage that people put on Facebook, and I don't know what mirror they're looking in, but let me tell you what, they need to change mirrors, amen? They pump themselves up so much, and they boost their ego so much, and I just like to take a pen and go, it's not about your ego, it's not about you, it's all about Him. Amen. When you realize how great He is today, your life will start changing. You'll start talking different, acting different, and you'll start respecting God in the capacity that you should today. So, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, and the light was that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So this is the very first judgment that actually happened in the Bible. Did you know that? This is the first judgment that happened in God's Word. God alone is your judge. So you think, well, God's my judge, and He's entirely holy. Yes, He is. And so this God, who is my judge, looks down on your life today, and He knows every intricate detail about you and I today. So Isaiah got a glimpse of this God on His throne, and it's amazing what Isaiah said in Isaiah 6. And remember that Isaiah, I think one of the holiest men in the Old Testament was Isaiah, the great prophet of God. And I'll read to you what he said. He says, and I saw also the Lord setting. He saw also the Lord setting. He saw the Lord upon a throne high lifted up, and His train, His presence filled the temple. You know what? God wants to fill your life with His presence. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Then said I, he said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. What Isaiah was saying is, judgment was upon him. You've got to see yourself as you are. I hate to pop your bubble, but you're not the greatest thing since white sliced bread. As a matter of fact, we're nothing. Wretched, poor, blind, halt. Miserable, not even deserving to even say His name. Oh, but God in His mercy and His love, that's what you find there in Genesis 2. In this worship, you find the mercy, the grace, and the love of God that didn't leave us like He found us. He redeemed us. He brought us into His company, into His presence today. Let me tell you what, be careful when you say, I've heard people say, only God can judge me. That might be more frightening than you perceive. Because let me tell you, you may escape some judgment here, but you're not going to escape the judgment there. Amen. And as a matter of fact, God can even bring judgment upon you here because of the way you live. God created light. He looked at it and he made a judgment call because God said, it is good. See, that was a judgment call. So there's your first judgment in the Bible. Then God makes seven other judgment calls when He declared of His creation, and it is good. So seven times God said, what? It is good. This shows us that God alone has the right to evaluate you and I and His will in our life. And folks, God takes it serious. You may flip it off, but God takes it serious. How you're living for Him, He takes it serious because you're representing the King of Kings and the Lord. Oh, I'm saved, preacher. I'm saved, man. I'm blood washed. I'm going to heaven. Got my name written there. I mean, I'm right there, man. Yeah, but are you living what you say you believe?
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.